Tosfos in Dibra Maschol and Baye Nicham point out that one could ask a question that how could the Gemara even have a Havim, you know? To make a diak from the Mishnah that if there's no war on the other side, you're not required to be marchik. How could it be the Gemara didn't know, we said earlier, that the Mishnah is in fact telling me the opposite by changing the case in the middle of the sentence? How could the Gemara not realize that by doing that the Mishnah is trying to tell us that in fact the neighbor himself had to be marchik even though there was no boar on the other side? So there's really, there should have been no question to begin with, because clearly the mission is saying that regardless of whether there's a boar on the other side, you have to be marchik. So in fact it fits with Rava. Why was the Gemara asking a question on Rava? If anything, like the Gemara is going to do in a second, it should be a question on Abaye based on that diak. So Tosfos explained that according to this version of the question, we'll have another version in a second, but according to this version you have to say that the Gemara was not being meticulous about each little Shmo's implication of the Lashon and the Mishnah. It wasn't making that diak. To answer the question, the Gemara refers to the diak. And now the Gemara has a different version of the question. And in fact, we're going to be asking not on Rava, but on Abaye.